Have you ever considered the marvelous design and operation of your cardiovascular system? It's the body's amazing superhighway. The large arteries within it are much like interstate expressways, and the smaller arteries are like streets and side streets. The primary function of the circulatory system is to deliver oxygen and nutrients to all the cells in your body, and to remove cellular debris and waste. Each day, your heart beats approximately 100,000 times, pushing about 2,000 gallons of blood through the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body, which include arteries, veins, and capillaries. Despite this incredible distance, blood circulates throughout your entire system about once a minute. Thus, your heart will beat over 2.5 billion times if you live an average lifespan, and it will pump over 50 billion gallons of blood. This superhighway system is truly wonderful. Wouldn't it be a good idea to keep this blood vessel superhighway free of traffic jams? Building a deadly backup? Yes, we might think of heart problems in terms of traffic flow and a traffic jam. The worst contributor to a potentially deadly backup is a condition called atherosclerosis, which attacks the heart's blood vessels. The arteries that supply the heart with blood and nourishment are the coronary arteries. These are the most stressed arteries of the body because they're squeezed flat from the pumping action of the heart. Atherosclerosis is the hardening of these arteries, most commonly due to excessive amounts of plaque. This plaque contains cholesterol, calcium, white blood cells, collagen, elastin, platelets, and other materials. You could compare plaque to a buildup of debris in a pipe. As the plaque builds up in the arteries, blood flow is eventually decreased to vital organs, including the heart and brain. This buildup can lead to an interruption of blood flow to an artery in the brain, which causes a stroke. When blood flow is interrupted in a coronary artery, a heart attack occurs. Freeing up the traffic. If atherosclerosis is the cause of a traffic jam in the blood flow, you'll be happy to know that forces are at work in your body to free up the traffic jam. I can explain this best by breaking the process into two parts. One, the problem of free radicals, and two, the problem of inflammation, which I'll discuss in the next chapter. The problem, oxidative stress. A free radical isn't a terrorist trying to bomb our embassy. Rather, it's a defective molecule that sends out molecular shrapnel, damaging the coronary arteries and other cells in our bodies. To envision this problem, think about the oxidation process. Burn wood in a fireplace, and smoke is a byproduct. Likewise, when you metabolize food into energy, oxygen oxidizes or burns the food in order to produce energy. This process does not create smoke like burning wood in a fireplace, but it does produce dangerous byproducts known as free radicals. These are molecules that have electrons roaming free to do damage in other cells. The byproducts of oxidation are called free radicals. Isn't it ironic that breathing oxygen is critical for life, and that oxygen usage by the cells is our body's greatest source of free radicals? With regard to heart disease, the problem is that...